going to study from the seventh Maimer Zayin of the Pritzadik on Parshas Kisisa. So he quotes from the poem written by the Arizal, Azamen L'Sudasi. This is a poem recited in the introduction of the Suda Shania of Shabbos. Yishadelon Shufrei V'Nechazei B'Yikarei. Hashem should send of His beauty to us and let us behold, may we be able to behold and see Yikarei, His honor, His kavod. Now, how can you see Hashem's kavod? The question that Rav Tzadik asks immediately is that this is something that Moshe inquired after, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's not possible. Af dechziv hareini na eskivaydecha. And the Targum is achazeini cha'an yas yikaroch, same as v'nechzi b'yikarei. V'heshivay Hashem yisbarach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Moshe and said, l'suchal l'reis es panoi, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'choi. No one can behold me. No one can understand. I am inscrutable and indiscernible. Ve'ech mevakshim. So Rav Tzadik asks, how can we ask of Hashem? How can we request v'nechzi b'yikarei? He says, u'v'zeh yesh leimar al pimasha amru. This we can understand by what Chazal teach us in Yevamos Memtes. Mikol makom kashi kroy ha'adodi. Chazal asks, there are psukim that contradict. Yeshaya Novi says, Vo'era es Hashem, Yoishev al kisei ram v'niso. And the kasha is, our pasuk says, Lo yisucha lirois es panoi. The Novi Yeshayahu, in Yeshayahu, Simin Vav says, and I beheld HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on his throne, etc., etc. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told Moshe Rabbeinu, Leisucha l'ray says panay, no one can behold me. So he quotes the Gemara, Kidetanya. Kol ha-Neviyim nistaklu baspaklaria she'ena me'ira. All Neviyim behold, they all behold Hashem's grandeur and greatness, but not with clarity, with imagination, with approximation, some similitude of what grandeur might look like if you could envision it. But Moshe Rabbeinu saw Baspaklaria Hameira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw true vision. He could see. And he could discern what no other Navi was capable of discerning. Ayin Sham. That's what the Gemara there answers. V'yadua. The Targum, Hu Bechinas Achorayim. Targum is like seeing something after it has been beheld, after it has been experienced, which allows us to understand, because while we are looking and while we are experiencing something firsthand, we are taking in too much for our senses to comprehend and to process, but afterwards, and after the full experience has been endured and experienced, we have hindsight and we begin to understand what it is that we saw, what it is that we experienced. V'hi ispaklaria she'ena me'ira. Shezeh nuchal lirois. This we are able to see. And we have here in parentheses, v'nizbayar in v'yichi maimer yud, where there the Pritzadik says as follows, I'll quote, Loshana Kaidish Hu Etzem Hadibur Hamakudosh Shel Hashem Yisparach. The words of the Torah are Hashem, they are His words, they are the Dibur, they are the expression of God in its most direct, manifest form. These are Dibur Hamakudosh Shel Hashem Yisparach B'Terasai. And these are the words that are the blueprint for fashioning of the world itself. The world is a reflection of these words. V'targum, the explanation and the translation, hu havanas oisai davar That's how it can be now understood. V'loy guf hadavar atzmai. But it's not the word itself. The word itself is beyond our comprehension. There's much there that we'll never be able to grasp. What the words mean to us after we've read them, learned them, or experienced them, that's targum. So that's what he means here. Valzem mevakshim, going back to our text, valzem mevakshim v'nechze b'yikare. V'nechze b'yikare is targum, right? The Arizal composed this in Aramaic. So Rav Tzadik is saying, because the Arizal is trying to say that all we're asking for is to experience, and then after we experience something, give us insight, Hashem, so we can experience, like Nevi'im, aspaklaria or aspaklaria she'ena me'ira. And this reference that he said, that bechinas achorayim, that's a reference to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, where he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'haya ba'avor kvaydi v'samticha v'nikras atzur v'sakaysi chapi alocha adavri, I'm going to pass by you, so to speak. You'll hear the Shem HaMeferish as it's pronounced. Vasiraisi as kapi, I will unclothe or unfetter your view. You'll be able to see, unclutter or unfetter your view. But Vraisas Achoroi, you'll only see Achoroi. You'll see me from behind. What does that mean? It doesn't mean you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally from the rear. It means you'll see after the fact, after the experience, after all this taken in and all of history is past, and we come to a time, Lassid Lava, he's going to explain this, when the full cloth and the full weave of the cloth can be appreciated, every facet of the full picture of man's experience on this planet. We are looking at small little dots of a vast tapestry. When the full picture can be seen and appreciated, then in hindsight we'll understand. That we will see. Ufonai lo yero. But head on, to look at what's happening and what Hashem is doing, we cannot understand. But the view of bechinas achorayim, to see something after the fact and begin to have insight and understanding, that, like targum, comes after the word, meaning after the experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or after experiencing Hashem's will, then afterward we can begin to understand. And this, as he will later explain, is how we understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe when he says to him, Hinei makom yitiv nitzavta al hatzur, etc. V'hasiraisi es kapi v'risa es acharai v'fonai lo yero.
So even Moshe with aspaklaya hameira also cannot see in real time, so to speak.
Right. Even in aspaklaria hameira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only showing Moshe now. But the full picture, everything that is happening, everything that is going to happen, and why it has to be that way, no. That Moshe was not privy to. Not the full explanation. Even when Moshe Rabbeinu is shown, as he is shown before he passes on, he's shown life in Eretz Yisrael, and he's shown all of the Deiris, Dar Shav, Dar V'Chachamav. It's not as if he understands so much as he just sees. After all of that which is experienced by Am Yisrael will be experienced, then we will begin to understand. Rav Tzadik continues, Achay, B'medrash Rabba Isa, Medrash Rabbah, we read as follows. Hareni na'es kvedecha. As we said, that means, Achazeni cha'an yasi karach. I want to see your kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod? How does that come to be understood by Chachameinu, by our rabbis? Nis'ava lamoid al matan schoren shal tzadikim, V'shalvason shel rishayim. Moshe said, I want to understand when are the tzaddikim and how are the tzaddikim going to receive their just deserts, their rewards, and why is there shalva? Why are the rishayim living such good lives? Why do they live in peace and serenity? The old question, the age-old question of Russia, V'toyvloi, tzaddik v'ra'loi. Umaisim Mikrae, and the Medrash there brings Psukim to show us the Shneim Nikra Kavod Ayin Sham, Kavod Hashem. Indeed, there is Kavod Hashem when the Roshaim are treated well in this world, and the Psukim there bear that out. And there is Kavod, of course, for Tzaddikim, when the Tzaddikim are rewarded, but only L'asid Lavai. All of this is Kavod Hashem. But Moshe wants to understand, why? Where is the Kavod? For the Tzaddikim in their Matan Scharon, I don't know, when is it in the future? And the Tzaddikim, their Shalva, where's the Kavod for you? In other words, it's one thing to trust and believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, you're doing it all so that the Rishoyim are receiving their few rewards now and not then, and the Tzaddikim, the vast Olam Haba, the vast Gan Eden, I understand. But where's the Kavod? How can I appreciate that that's a Kavod for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We see the peaceful Chazer Rishatog, we used to say, that the Rishoyim live, and the pain of the life of a Tzaddik. It looks contrary opposite God's honor. Moshe says, how from the two of these does there come out, how from this will there emanate Kvod Hashem? That's what he's asking for when he asks, Hareini no es kvodech. The Medrash continues and says, Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashivai. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him when Moshe asks this question? Loisuchal lirois es panoi, the Torah says. Those are the words. Loisuchal lirois es panoi. Now, panoi, face. Ein loshen panoi ha'omur kan ela. Shalvosan shal rishoyim. That word panoi, the medrash, this isn't Rav Tzadik, this is still the medrash. The medrash says panoi means not just the honor of Hashem, but the honor of Hashem in the shalva of rishoyim. Ein lashon panoi ha'omer kan ela shalvosan shal rishoyim kedichsiv umeshalem l'soin of el panov leha'avidoi. The pasuk tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives panov right in the face of the Rasha. All the good in this world, all kinds of wonderful things in this world, lahavidai, so that he is lost from the next world. This, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is panoi. And you, Moshe, in this world now, loisuchal lirois es panoi. You will not be able to understand how good and how glorious it is, how much kavod it is for me to give this Russia in this world. You can't understand that. That you will not be able to see. But it is my kavod. It is the glory of God to do that, which he must do for the Russia's sake in this world, and hold off for the tzaddik all greatest reward for the world to come. And it's the greatest kavod for Hashem. But how and why? To see and understand, to appreciate that, you, Moshe, cannot. V'nei kan k'siv al she'elas hareini no es kvodecha gimel vayemer. It says vayemer three times. He says vayemer ani aver kaltuvi, vayemer Hashem hinei mokom yiti v'nitzavta al atzur. And before that, excuse me, Vayemer Leisucha Lirois Es Panoi. So it's Vayemer Ani Aver Kol Tuvi, Vayemer Leisucha Lirois Es Panoi, and Vayemer Hashem Hinei Makom Miti V'Nitzavta Al Atzur. It says Vayemer three times, one after the other. He explains, Mama Marishin Nemar Loi Ani Aver Kol Tuvi Al Panecha. I'm going to show you, though you won't be able to comprehend it, I'm going to show you Kol Tuvi, all that's good. Al Panecha, you'll see it. What is it referring to? Midas HaTov and Midas HaPeronius. All that's good and all that's very, very, very difficult and punishing in our lives. All the good, all the challenge, all the ra, all that seems to be so bad, but it's not really so bad. But it just looks that way. V'hainu d'loshen kol mar b'hehefech me HaTov. So what he's now explaining, this is very, very important. He's explaining why the pasuk says, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. We're talking about Moshe struggling with all that's good and evil, how from both arise kavod shemayim, the glory of the Almighty. And Hashem answers, I will show you, I can't explain it, you will not fully comprehend it, but I will show you that it is true, that it is an absolute fact, because I am going to pass, so to speak, by you and express my name, and that is an expression of kol tuvi, all that is my good. Now, kol tuv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes all the bad, because the bad is actually only as it appears to be bad, but it's actually very good. And so he explains and he proves it from the Gemara. Kol and the word tov come together to mean all that's good and which seems to be the opposite of good. Kol is marbe, comes to include ha-hefech me-hatov, everything which appears to be the opposite of good. U-kamosh nidrash, as the Medrash Rabbah famously is Doresh, in the time of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at all of that which he had created, Eskol Asher Asa, and he declared, V'hinei, Tov Ma'od. Kol Asher Asa, Tov Ma'od, and how is that to be understood? Well, the Kol includes, comes to be Marbe, Al Kol HaHefech. Hashem Yisbarach says, it's all good. I've created the world, I've created the Malachim Aves, the Yetzihara, and Misa, and death. It's all good. Doesn't look that way, but it's all good. And there, Chachameinu tell us that's because Hashem said, Es kol asher asa, including the Malachim Aves and the Yetzirah and Misa. Ayin Shem. Same thing here. When it says, Ani avir kol tuvi al panecho, Hashem is telling him, I'm going to show you. You will not understand it, but I'm going to show you that everything, good and bad, is all good. Kol tuvi, it's all good. And this is part of what Hashem expresses when he says, V'karosi b'shem Hashem lefanecha, when I pronounce my name and it is enunciated in the way we never enunciate it, Yudke Vovke, fully pronounced. Umitamze, similarly, Mashenemar, what we daven every day, Yoytzeror, Uvayre Choshech, Oyster Shalom, Uvayre, Es Hakol. So we say kol. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk in Yeshayahu says, "Yoytzeror uvayre chayshach, oyser shalom uvayre ra." And I create what is seemingly evil. Ani Hashem oyser kol eile. The pasuk says. What we do in our davening is say, "Yes, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates light and dark, good and bad. It's all good." It's hakol. That hakol signifies that it's all good, even though to us the experience seems to be not good. So this is brilliant. Rav Tzadik says. It's just brilliant how he says it. So that's why Hashem says, Ani avir kol tuvi, because my kol tuv includes all that you think, that you experience as a ra, as an evil, but it's not. And I will show you that it's not. You will not be able to understand or discern where my covered lies in it, but I'm going to show you that that's my midah, that's my nature, that this is all good. And one day, looking backward, you'll be able to understand it, v'risa sachayrei. Be able to see why it was all good. Possession number of Karasi b'shem Hashem lefanecha al derech she'amru, as the Gemara tells us in Maseches Pesachim, on the pasuk Vaya Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz b'yom ahu yihyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. And the Gemara asks, it's pasuk in Zechariah, so we say this pasuk every day many times, but we ask, the Gemara asks, Atu ha'idna lav echad. The Gemara asks there, Hashem is Echad, same name, it's Hashem Echad, only by Yom Ahu, Yeh Hashem Echad, Yishmei Echad. So the Gemara explains what it means. It means that in Olam Haba, there will no longer be a bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Right? Today, chas v'shalom, a bad thing, someone loses a loved one, baruch dayan ha'emes, on a bad event. On something good, we say, ha'toy v'hameitiv. Says the Gemara, lo'olam haba yi Hashem echad, meaning that the name Hashem will represent to us and will be apparent to us and understood by us as representative of everything being good. And we'll understand why it's good. And everything will be responded to with a blessing of Hatoiva Hametiv. No longer will there be a blessing of Dayana Emes. V'hainu shiyakiru hakol shekula l'toiva. We'll understand it all as having all been good. That will be when Hashem Yud Kevavke is pronounced as it's written, enunciated with a certain expression of the truth, which we will then behold and appreciate. That's what Shem Havaya means. It means it's all good, created by the same Creator. There's only what Hashem wants. Nothing happens without His goodwill. Everything is for the best. Everything is for the good of man, for the good of the individual man. That's what Hashem is telling Moshe. You will hear and see that my name represents everything being good. And one day you'll see why everything is good. But I'm telling you and showing you that it's my glory, because everything is good. You'll see that. You will believe it. And without understanding the details of why the bad things are actually good, but you'll know it and understand it. And this is a foundation of true faith, shared with Moshe and then taught to all of us, to all of Klal Yisrael. That's the first Vayomer. V'achakach nemar loy. Then the next time it says, Vayomer loy sucha liray says ponoy. Shehu shalvoson shel rishoy. Why? The rishoyim have to have it so good. Shemeshalom l'soinav alponav l'ha'avidoy, as the Pasuk says, k'may she'amr b'medrash rab. That is going to be hard for you to understand. L'sucha l'iray says ponoy. Shetoven eich shezeh gam kein l'toyva. Zeh l'toycha l'hoven b'olam hazeh. This you will not understand. Not now. Not here. And then thirdly, v'achakach nemer loy ma'amr gimel, Vayomer Hashem, hine makoim iti. Sha'af b'shalvosin shel rishoyim. Yareloi, v'hu mashenem avari isa es achayroi. That you will see that the shalva of the rishoyim is actually a very good thing. Is actually a great accomplishment of good. V'shamati me'arav HaKadosh. He's quoting here from the Chayza Shehapirish, who Sheachar Hamaisa Hikir Tekef Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Ha'emek VaHatayva Hatsofun Boy. After events, not during, but after events, Moshe was able to understand the good hidden within what Hashem had done. Aval Shetoven Mikaydim HaTayva Alzeh Nemar Rufanei Lo Yerov. You will see what happens and understand it after it occurs. What comes after what I have done and how I've acted. Then you'll be able one day to appreciate. As it happens, what's before me, lo yischazun. Why and how it's just as it happens while it's happening, that you will not be able to comprehend. That can't be. Adkan dvarav hakadoshim. That's how this is explained. That's how the Chayz explained it. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu comes to be told that everything is good, and that my name Yudke Vavke represents that. And in the time to come, it'll be understood. Item for item, event for event, in all of our lives, in each of our lives, there are so many moments that are so trying, and moments when we can't fully appreciate what it is Hashem is doing, Why is it good? But it's so good. It's so good. And that will be one day made very, very clear. This is what Moshe was asking for. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say that it's only going to come V'ra'isa Esachorai later, in hindsight. Meanwhile, therefore, we are bound with the same trust in Hashem, the same unerring faith of Moshe Rabbeinu. No different from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was told, just as we would be told, no, you cannot understand this, but you will appreciate it and see it in its glory, meaning Hashem's glory. You'll see one day the Tov, the Kol Tov, that really was what you thought was Ra, it's Kol Tov, it's all good. And one day you will understand it and you'll see it. And that will be when Hashem Echad Ushmei Echad, there and then in that time, the real honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be appreciated by everybody. And we'll look back at all of the events of history and all the events of our own lives and recognize all the good, and it will be a covered for Hashem Yisbarach.